So that allows Tolkien to not have to treat his fantasy world ironically or critically. Within that world, Thorin the Dwarf doesn't think there's anything ridiculous about him at any time, but we can think something is ridiculous about him from the outside. The other thing that's unusual and interesting about Bilbo Baggins is that his psychological development in The Hobbit is very different from that of any medieval hero. The only psychological development you usually see in a medieval hero at all is the hero goes from being somewhat heroic to very heroic, being somewhat overconfident to completely overconfident. Beowulf has a few dark thoughts at one point. Gawain worries about getting his head cut off, but realistically, there's not a lot of psychological growth. It's exactly the opposite for Bilbo, and that allows The Hobbit to work as a 20th century story as well as a retelling of the medieval epic. Bilbo starts out completely bourgeois, alienated from the ancient and heroic, scared, and concerned about what people think of him rather than what he can accomplish. So, for example, when he's invited to go on the quest and one of the dwarfs says, "Looks more like a grocer than a burglar to me," he's highly offended by that and much rather prove that dwarf wrong than do the smart thing and not go on the deadly quest, which he really doesn't want to do to begin with. And by the time we reach the end of the quest and Bilbo is shown how much he's grown by recognizing really complex political issues and trying to save lives despite honor and despite stiff necks and so forth, we realize that Tolkien has taken us through the maturation of a hero from close-minded, insular, cut off from the world to someone who can be a part of that epic world but also can have bourgeois morals and can comment upon it. Now, I keep going on about class in The Hobbit, not because I really like heavy-handed class-based analysis, Marxist analysis of literature. They can be tedious, dull, and mostly wrong. But in this particular case, they work pretty well to explain some of the things going on in The Hobbit, as long as we don't push it too far. And so I'm going to try to take you through at least the first few of Bilbo's adventures with a view to what's going on in terms of social class. Now, the first thing is, Bilbo is sitting on his porch, blowing smoke rings and reading his morning letters when Gandalf comes over. And they have this cute little conversation where you can see Professor Tolkien showing up, where Bilbo says good morning several times to Gandalf, and Gandalf says, "What a lot of things you do use good morning for. Now you mean it won't be a good morning until I leave and you're trying to get rid of me," and so forth. It's parsing the different possible meanings of good morning, very much like a literature professor would. In any event, in his desire not to be rude to Gandalf, following bourgeois mores, Bilbo invites him back for tea. Gandalf scratches a mark on his door, and this brings all the dwarves to show up, one or two at a time, in this very comic moment of more dwarves and more dwarves and more dwarves coming unannounced. This is also possibly one of the motivations for having The Hobbit written down.